And when you look over your 1040 tax form, check out line 38A. That's where people who are blind can take a deduction. Why do the blind get a special tax break? Here's Slate's Andy Bowers with an explainer.
The exemption came about during the Second World War. Until the 1940s, personal exemptions from the income tax were so big that the burden was negligible for many Americans. But as the need for tax revenues increased during the war, the exemptions shrank. The Revenue Act of 1943 relieved this growing burden in a number of ways. One was the creation of a $500 deduction for the blind, in gratitude, it was said, for the work they'd done in the defense industries. The new law also provided so many tax breaks for industry that Franklin Roosevelt vetoed it, declaring it a tax relief bill providing relief not for the needy, but for the greedy. The president was overridden by Congress, and the deduction for the blind became law. The tax breaks were intended to alleviate the higher cost of living for the blind. Blind people were more likely to hire guides, readers, and taxis. They often needed to live closer to their workplaces, which meant they frequently paid higher rents. Why were the blind singled out for a special benefit? For one thing, blindness can be measured with relative ease. Federal guidelines are quite explicit. If you can't see better than 20/200, or if your field of vision is less than 20 degrees, you can take the credit. The special exemption for the blind has led to some resentment from people with other disabilities. In the 1970s, Hawaii Senator Daniel Inouye made several unsuccessful attempts to introduce a special exemption for the deaf. This year, a single filer can add an extra $1,200 to their standard deduction for being blind or elderly, while a married filer can add $950. According to estimates from the Tax Policy Center, all these deductions will result in about $13.6 billion worth of excluded earnings.
That explainer from Slate's Andy Bowers with help from Daniel Engber.